Hello? Is anybody there? I know it's October already, but I'm alone and I'm scared, and
I guess I'm just gonna talk about Star Trek! Hello, everybody, and welcome back to your new favorite show, The More You Nerd. And my name is Drew, and I am all alone. So, as we discussed a few weeks ago, it's been a minute since we've recorded a show. Miles went on vacation, and then I went on vacation, and I had this great idea to record a bunch of solo episodes to put out for the couple of weeks that we were going to be gone. And then I got so sick that I couldn't speak. So I didn't do it. And now I'm back. And now you may be wondering, where's Miles? Well, Miles was affected by the hurricane that came through. He is okay. His fiance's okay. Everybody's fine. They are just in a city that got pretty decimated, and he does not have power and does not know when he's going to get power back. So they are staying with some friends. They are safe. Just keep them in your minds, keep them in your hearts, and hopefully they'll get back to some normalcy soon. But as a result, I've just decided I'm going to do one of the solo episodes that I prepped, and we'll see how far we go. I don't think this is going to be too long today, but I decided, gang, as I am wont to do, to talk about Star Trek. And I have done a ton of research based on the curious case of Jean-Luc Picard. Now, what could I possibly mean by that? Well, Captain Picard is one of the characters in Star Trek that we know both the most about and the least about. And here's why. So I'm going to use years in this. Now, years in Star Trek are not something that normally comes up. They come up every so often, every once in a while. But the thing about years is that they avoided, in the original series, they avoided using years at all unless they were going back in time to a particular spot. It wasn't really until Star Trek The Next Generation in the first season, there was an episode called The Neutral Zone where they recover this satellite that has a bunch of 20th century people that had been frozen because they were, you know, sick or, you know, were going to be frozen to be revived later and healed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that is the first time that we actually get a year. And the year in question is 2363. Which just so happens to coincide with the events of the first season of Star Trek The Next Generation. And using that year, they have retroactively gone back and figured a bunch of stuff out. Now, some stuff has come later. Some other years happened, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this is where the weirdness with Captain Picard gets to me. For example, Captain Picard was born in the year 2305, meaning in the events of TNG in the first season in 2363, he is 58 years old. He's almost 60 years old, which is, you know, for today's standards, pretty old to be starting a career. Now, obviously, Star Trek is kind of weird in that, you know, ages for human lifespans are longer, so you start some things later. Interestingly, T'Lyn, the Vulcan from Star Trek Lower Decks, is pretty old herself. She was born in where was she? I don't know. From 2319. So she's just, you know, she's already in her 40s by the time even more than that, probably 50 or 60 by the time of Lower Decks, which is, you know, again, not weird for Vulcans, but anyway. Also, should mention, this is like the first solo podcast I feel like I've ever done, and I've been podcasting for a long time, so it's going to be a little rambly, it's going to be a little weird, but anyway, back to Captain Picard. So 2363 is when the events of TNG begin, and TNG lasts roughly a season as a year. So that was just easy back in the day. So we have the Enterprise D, the ship in question, being destroyed at the end of Star Trek Generations in 2371. So about 8 years, Captain Picard was captain of the Enterprise D. And then we get a new ship. We get the Enterprise E, and things are a little more nebulous with the Enterprise E just because we only get a couple of movies with it, and we don't really see it too many times outside of that. So we know that the E was in space for about a year by the time of Star Trek First Contact, which is about a year and a half-ish after the events of Star Trek Generations. And we also know that Insurrection takes place in 2375. So we know we're at least 3-ish years. And we also know at the beginning of First Contact, they've been in space for about a year on the E doing a shakedown cruise. So ultimately, the other year that we have is 2381. Now, by 2381, from Star Trek Picard at this point is an admiral, and he was in charge of the Romulan rescue fleet construction by 2385. So that means he's been in command of the Enterprise E for about 9 or 10 years. And that's really interesting to me, in that we have the iconic Enterprise D from Star Trek The Next Generation, that Captain Picard was actually captain of the E longer than he was captain of the D, which I think is just silly. That's just interesting. But that's only really where the interesting things start, because this is where I want to talk about something that I find so fascinating. And in fact, you're going to hear a lot of the stuff. If you remember when Miles and I did our Make a Trek episodes a couple years back, I actually set my show in this era that I'm about to start talking about, and that is the Lost Era of Star Trek. Now, Lost Era is kind of a semi-official term. There have been some books that have used that era, but it's the idea that it's all the stuff that takes place between the end of Star Trek, The Undiscovered Country, actually technically now the beginning of Star Trek Generations with the launch of the Enterprise B, which, again, the end of The Undiscovered Country and the launch of the Enterprise B at the beginning of Generations, same year. Isn't that weird? Seems like there'd be more time than that. But that was in 2293. And so the Lost Era is everything from 2293 up until the 2363, the events of The Next Generation. And basically what people have gone in and done, so that I didn't have to, is to go in and fill in the gaps of all the stuff that we missed. So the Lost Era is this 80 some odd years that we just don't know anything that happened. But we have an idea of some stuff that happened. Like, we know when certain people are born. For example, did you know that Riker and LaForge, Commander Riker and Geordi LaForge, born the same year, and that actually LaForge is older than Commander Riker? Isn't that interesting? I learned that. Joseph Sisko, the father of Commander, later Captain Sisko of Deep Space Nine, is younger than Captain Picard by about 9 years. About 4 years. Sorry. Looking at the wrong thing. Isn't that odd? So the biggest weird thing that stands out to me, though, is the one thing we pretty much have confirmed in aside from the Enterprise C incident, which is the Battle of Neringer 3 in 2344, we learn about through the episode Yesterday's Enterprise, is the one thing. So we've talked about the Enterprise D that Captain Picard was in command of for 8 years, the Enterprise E that he was in command of for 9-ish, 10-ish years. But there's another ship that we know that Captain Picard commanded. He actually took command of that ship in 2333 when he was 28 years old. He was a lieutenant commander serving on the ship. The captain was killed in combat. Picard takes command and is given command of the USS Stargazer right then and there. And that is a ship that he would command until its destruction 22 years later. Captain Picard was in command of the Stargazer for 22 years. More than two decades. Twice as long as he was in command of either Enterprise or both Enterprises together. And yet we know so little about this time. So we know that he takes command in 2333. We don't know who, which interesting, also the year that Uhura retired from Starfleet. There's a bunch of stuff with Picard and Uhura that's from Star Trek Picard that it shows up in plaques that you have to, and dialogue on screen, or not dialogue, but text on screen that you have to pause and read. But we have all of 22 years, an entire career. And again, I mentioned the Enterprise C incident, Captain Rachel Garrett and the Enterprise C that show up in yesterday's Enterprise. By the time that battle happens, Picard has already been command of the Stargazer for a decade, which is just like there's so much we don't know. We do know that there's a whole story with Jack Crusher, Beverly Crusher's first husband and the father of Wesley, that all of this stuff, and Jack Crusher and Picard were really close. I don't know whether Crusher was his first officer. I'm not sure if they ever say that, but he did serve on the Stargazer with Picard. They were very close friends. They were presumably friends from before Picard was the captain of the Stargazer. Because we get some stuff in Star Trek Picard about he and Jack Crusher going on a little cruise to meet some ladies that I presume. Where they steal a shuttlecraft, and I presume the captain wouldn't have to do that, but you know, we'll see. But all of this stuff up until Picard loses the Stargazer at the Battle of Maxia, which was shown in the first season. This is where the Picard maneuver came from, and again, another weird thing about this: the Battle of Maxia, 2355. So. He's had the Stargazer for 22 years. The Stargazer's destroyed. He limps back to they in a shuttlecraft for weeks until they get rescued. He is then court-martialed for losing the ship, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then nearly a decade happens. 8 years happens between that and when the events of TNG start. And then he is given the captain's chair of the flagship of the Federation. Now, obviously, if you have a captain that has 22 years of experience, that's pretty good. But what was he doing for those 8 years? Where was he? We don't really have that much information. We do know that after the Battle of Maxia, 2 years later is when Riker and the incident with the Pegasus happens. And we know that at some point, Picard is in command of another ship. We only know this because in All Good Things, the final episode of The Next Generation, I believe it's in All Good Things, Tasha Yar is talking about how she and Captain Picard met, and she mentions that she was serving on a ship that he captained, or she came onto a ship that he was captaining at the time. This ship is never stated. We don't know what it is. We don't know how long he was in command. Was it a Jellicoe situation where he was a temporary commander? Was he just on the ship for a mission? No idea. But you got to figure there's got to be something going on. And the other side of that is, because I was thinking about this, is that, well, maybe he was just he knew it was going to be in command of the Enterprise D, so he was part of the construction process or something like that. And no, he wasn't, because again, in All Good Things, Tasha is on the shuttlecraft with him going to the Enterprise D for literally the first time. He has not been on board at all yet. And he mentions that he's seen the specs and the floor plans and things like that. So yeah, it's wild to me that we have and of course, part of this is that we, you know, when you look at TOS, Kirk is I don't want to say new to command, but it's in the 5-year mission that is presumably his what has become his first tour of duty in command of the Enterprise. And they wanted to make in Next Generation, they wanted to take the Kirkish role and give that to the first officer, to Riker, to have Riker be the more swashbuckling, adventuresome person, while Picard was the stoic, you know, leader, ambassador style character that, you know, on the bridge of the ship. And so you've got, he's really the oldest character on TNG. And so you have to have all this backstory. Granted, the backstory doesn't always line up because he's got this huge 30 some odd year career before this. And he's taking, you know, taking command at a relatively older age in the context of the 20th century, 21st century. It's just weird. And it makes me wonder what's going to happen next. Now, the Lost Era has rarely been touched upon, but it's about to be touched upon really for the first time in the Star Trek Section 31 streaming movie that's coming out early part of next year. This is the movie with Michelle Yeoh reprising her role as Philippa Giorgio, the Empress of the Mirror Universe, and there's a long story there. But we know when it's going to take place because one of the cast is Captain Rachel Garrett. Granted, she's not Captain Rachel Garrett yet. She's Rachel Garrett working for Section 31, who will eventually become the captain of the Enterprise C. And there, it's non-canon right now. Her only birth date that's ever been mentioned, it was in the year 2300, which is about 5 years before Picard is born. So she and Picard are really contemporaries in a sense. They were captains at the same time. They you know, maybe they served on a ship together. We don't know. I don't think so, because it seems like Picard would have known her when they met in yesterday's Enterprise. So I guess they didn't, but you know, we'll see if there's not like a reference to an Ensign Picard or a Lieutenant Picard or something like that that's happened. It's you know, somewhere in that, because by the time that this movie takes place, Picard would have already been in Starfleet for a number of years. He graduated the academy in 2327 and then immediately gets stabbed in the heart. So maybe they were going to bring him on the mission, but he's getting his heart replaced. I don't know. We'll see at some point next year. But yeah, I could ramble on about this for hours, but I'm not going to do that to you guys. I am going to go ahead and call it here as we hit about 15 minutes of content, 20 minutes of content. So yeah, I love Star Trek and I love just meaningless nuance of Star Trek. It's so silly to me, but I love it to death. If you would like to reach out to us. Oh, so next week, we don't have a plan for next week because again, I don't know if Miles is going to have electrical power. And if he doesn't, it might be me back again doing some nonsense by myself, or it might be another week off. I don't know yet, because there's other weather stuff that is threatening to happen as we speak right now. So who knows what is going to happen, but we will be back at some point. It just may take us a little longer. If you would like to get in touch with us in the meantime, though, you can tweet to us at The More You Nerd. You go to facebook.com/TheMoreYouNerd. You can, of course, go to themoreyounerd.com and look at this and every other episode going back the however long we've been doing this show, 15 years, 13 years. I don't remember the I guess it's 13. So yeah, go check that stuff out. And of course, check out our other show, Cosmic Crit. Again, Cosmic Crit schedule's also kind of weird right now because of all of this stuff going on, but you can find that at cosmiccrit.com. That's our role-playing game for the Starfinder RPG, where we're doing some fun Starfinder 2E tests while we have some weird schedule stuff happening too. So check that out, cosmiccrit.com. And of course, go to the cosmiccrit.com and look at our link to our Discord up in the upper right-hand corner and join that Discord. Join some Starfinder games, join some Pathfinder games, or just talk to me and Miles while we're bored. I would love to hear what your take on Captain Picard is and how weird his career is and how it's strange that we know so much and yet so little of this dude's storied career. So of course that's cosmiccrit.com. And now, gang, we're going to end the show as we always do with a rousing nerd out. Too nerd for y'all. Feels weird saying it by myself. Oh, that's odd.